Who's ready for a joy revolution? Are you really ready? Then repeat after me, light is stronger than darkness. Love triumphs over fear. Joy is our anthem. Breathe that in. Breathe it into the core of who you are. The song said it, you are a city on a hill. You were meant to shine, to go to the top of the tallest peak and let the world know that you are here and you refuse to play small. Let this idea and these truths and these affirmations one more time root in your bones. After me, light is stronger than darkness. Love triumphs over fear. Joy is our anthem. These are not just pretty affirmations. These are not just clever slogans to get the energy up. It is spiritual principle implemented. As we get to the top of the hill, the highest consciousness, we proclaim truth, that the truth is living in us, around us, and as us, and as the world. It is a necessary component to creating more love, more peace, more joy on the planet. Now today, we're calling this a Unity North pep rally. And a question came to me in preparation. Tempe and I had a serious conversation over text. In the world as we see it today, should we really be celebrating these joys? Should we be singing these songs of triumph and peace in a world of difficulty, darkness, and duality? Should we really have a pep rally? And I took it to, you guys are much faster than I am. I took it to very deep, prayerful consideration. And not only was it a resounding yes, it was a resounding hell yes. What we do here in this community, in this brain, and in the collective consciousness cannot and will not allow the behaviors of others to keep us from celebrating the good we are manifesting on the planet. From the good that we are creating on the planet, we refuse to outsource our joy to anybody. Today, let us refuse to outsource our peace and our love and our joy to any condition. No matter how dark it might be, we just need to up our game. Rather than shrinking back and playing small, we must up our game. What we focus on expands. There's a spiritual principle. What you are focusing upon is going to expand. Energy flows where attention goes. What are you looking at? The darkness, the duality, and the difficulty, or the peace, the harmony, the love, and the understanding? Where you are looking, what you are listening to, what you are celebrating is being increased. We are watering a garden of a different possibility today, a different paradigm today. Did you bring your watering can? I hope you did. Let it pour and let it pour out wildly. I looked up pep rally in my prayerful consternation in conversation with Tempe before I answered her, because we were going to change all the songs. What does pep rally mean? Well, Webster's is always a good place to go. An event in which speakers try to get a group of people excited and enthusiastic about something. And I like the word try. I'm going to try really hard today. But I want to ask you, what are we getting excited about? What are we getting enthusiastic about? That's not a rhetorical question. I want you to call it out. Amen, amen. Amen. And they're still going. It's a pep rally. You can just call it out. It's okay to call it at any point if you feel it. Say, I'm here for love, for abundance, for prosperity, for each other, for oneness. Call it out. Love's ability to heal. That's something I want to throw a pep rally about. Love's ability to overcome. The power of community to change paradigms. That's what we're throwing a pep rally about. That's what I'm getting excited about. The miracle that we prove every single Sunday that unity and diversity are not polar opposites. They can exist in the same field at the same time. We don't have to all think alike or believe alike in order to find unity, correct? I celebrate that because there's a whole bunch of people on the planet that says it's not possible. And there's a whole bunch of people all over the planet and in other areas other than Unity North that are saying it is not possible. I'm said, watch me. Watch us. We're going to prove that we don't have to think alike to be one. We don't have to think alike to let love lead. The ability to change our lives through the activity of our thinking, I celebrate that. Thierry Desjardins, and my apologies to all you people who speak French. I'll do my best to say the name Thierry Desjardins. Said, it is close enough. I know that the French are all laughing at me right now. But Thierry Desjardins said this quote right here, "Joy is the infallible sign of the presence of God." Do we believe that? When there is joy, it's evidence pointing to the presence of God in the midst of the community, in the midst of the heart, in the midst of the consciousness. Let there be joy here today as a symbol of our belief in God as a possibility greater than the human experience right now. Let it be a symbol of our faith in light that is more powerful than darkness. Let it be that the whole planet is elevated through the one thought that you just put into your mind and into your heart. Let the whole planet be elevated through our willingness to call out the light even when it is dark. Shadows may linger. Shadows are lingering everywhere. Turn on the news, you can find it. But the dawn is inevitable. We know that, we claim it, we celebrate that. Rabindranath Tagore had this quote right here. I think we've got a slide for that. Tagore, there it is. "The light shines in the..." That's not Tagore. Back up. Pretend you didn't see that. Tagore, because I'm going to come to that one in a second. "Faith is the bird that sings when the dawn is still dark." Anybody hear those birds before the sun has come up and crested the horizon? And they're singing. They know something's coming. And they refuse to buy into the darkness because they know the sun is there. It's on the other side. It is exactly what Jesus said when, back up, now put the next slide. Next slide up. Here it is. You've never seen it before, right? From the Gospel of John, the Christ was saying, "Together the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." We either believe that is true or we don't, right? And I heard an ashe, I heard an amen, let it all ring. We celebrate the truth that we're going to sing even when we are down on our knees. We celebrate the truth that the light, the Christ, the Buddha, the Atman, the Tao, whatever you want to call it, is still shining on the inside, not necessarily on the outside. Years ago, many, many years ago, a devastating tornado ripped through a small town in Kentucky. And a little small church at the center of town was completely annihilated, devastated. The roof was gone. The windows were shattered. All of the pews had been splintered. There was nothing left except a few cement front steps. And the next Sunday morning, that congregation showed up on the steps, those cement steps, in the midst of the rubble. And the choir gathered on those church steps amid the debris, robes covered in complete and total dust. And they sang. What do you think they sang? "Woe is me. Oh, Lord, this sucks." That old hymn number 47, "Oh, Lord, this sucks." No, they sang the song that I'm asking you to sing. Everybody knows it. "This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine." Wrap your arms around the world. "This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine." And that little country church, why were they singing? Not because everything was okay on the outside. No, because everything was okay on the inside. Everything is always okay on the inside, but we must turn our focus and our attention to the inside. This is the beginning of all healing, of all transformation, of all power. And as they sang, "This little light of mine," the neighbors began to come out. They were scared and they were frightened. And they began to come out, drawn by the beautiful sound of the gospel choir, tears in their eyes. Amid rubble and ruin, a community found its pep rally. Amidst the darkness, a community found its rallying cry. Today, There are people shut up in their houses a little bit afraid. We were talking earlier. It's a scary time in our history. Let's not dance around it. It's a bit of a scary time. Anybody feel the trepidation? That's when we need to go out onto the steps amidst the rubble. Whatever destruction is happening with words or with bullets or with attacks, and stand there and say, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, and know that it makes a difference. People will come out of the fear and they will find you. We must be the magnet for a higher reality. We must be, you know, and I'm going to say this, you can construe it as political if you want, but it applies to everybody on all sides of the aisle. When they go low, we go high. Plain and simple. There's no wiggle room there. Hate for hate, we're all going to be dead next week. When there is hate, we need to up our game and sing louder, more proudly. This community did not find despair, not find defeat. They could have, yes, they could have, but they found joy. It's the same joy that we found as a nation on 9/12, not 9/11. 9/11 was a tragedy, and it was scary. And on 9/12, everybody reached out their hand and said, I'm with you. We're in this together. I wrote a song, an anthem on that day. I'm going to sing at the end of the talk, but let me show you, share some of the words. Out of the ashes grew a seed. Out of pain and human need, there grew a bloom that proved to be stronger than the darkness. Within the rubble, there shone a light far beyond our human sight. There was an ember that could not be put out. There is an ember at the core, at the center, and I don't care what you call it, but I care that you have a relationship with it, because it is the inception of who you are designed to be. It is the light that God designed you to be. Don't let it go out. Sing it into creation. Sing it into the darkness. That's what we're called to do right here, right now, in this time in history. And so, no, we won't shut down our joy songs. We will absolutely sing them, and we'll sing them loudly and proudly. When life tries to silence us, we sing louder. When fear comes knocking at the door, we sing love. When shadows creep in, we shine. This week, I had an honor to be able to say goodbye to Rhonda Pettit. And her beloved daughter asked me to do a service. She is a member of this congregation. And it was difficult and dark. She died so young. She was only 65. And in our planning for the service, these two quotes came forth. Anybody hear of the Christian mystic Hildegard von Bingen? You know, she's often the overlooked saint, the often overlooked mystic, because she was a woman. I think we need the women's voice now more than ever right now. And so I'm going to quote from Hildegard and let the power of her words speak to the light that we're talking about. Can you all see that together? I'm not going to be able to read it that far away. I'll do my best. Together. The song of rejoicing softens hard hearts. It makes tears of godly sorrow flow from them. Singing summons the Holy Spirit. Happy praises offered in simplicity and love lead the faithful to complete harmony. Don't stop singing this little light of mine. When my knees are knocking, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, when I feel like I have lost all hope, I'm going to let it shine. Don't stop singing. Another quote from Hildegard, which talks about what we need to do. Next slide. Nope. Keep searching. Okay, I'm all screwed up. This is on me today, not Sebastian. This is all on me. Let me read you what else Hildegard had to say. We cannot live in a world that is not our own, a world interpreted for us by others. An interpreted world is not a home. Part of the terror is to take back our own listening, to use our one voice, and to see our own light. We must refuse as a community and as individuals to let others define life for us. And how do we do it? We throw pep rallies of oneness. We throw pep rallies of belonging, waving our flag. Sometimes it's our freak flag of truth without apology. How can you be singing pep rally songs and songs of joy and love? And I think this microphone, did it just break? No? We're good? You know, I feel like Jerry Lewis today. It was one of those weeks, and so it's just continuing, and God's coming through the cracks, yes? We must refuse to let others define life for us. And how do we do so? By throwing pep rallies. To say, I love you more proudly, more readily, more demonstrably, I love you. Chris James, when you walked into this room today, there was more love in this space. And I saw your shining face, and I was so happy. And I didn't think about any darkness. I thought about, here's my brother who I love dearly. Thank you for making a difference on this planet. Waving our flag without apology, love wins. Forgiveness wins. Understanding, compassion, tenderness, and care will always win. But only if we wave those flags. Only if we go into the rubble, stand on the steps, and sing our song. Only when we take back our voices and sing them into existence. And then people all over the place will begin to go, I want what they're having. They're not living in the hate. They're not living in the tearing down, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. There might be something going on there. That's the pep rally I want to sing. That's the love I want to bring into existence. Now, I want to tell you, the darkness is not going to disappear overnight. Have you noticed that? I said a prayer. I sang a song. I did a pep rally. The darkness did not change overnight. But the light removes its power. The light removes its power, and that's the first step to transformation, being the change that we want to see. It's the first step to healing. It's the first step to unity. Be the first one to step out of the doors and sing loudly. The world may be throwing shadows, but one song is enough to change the entire trajectory of the planet. Change sung into existence. You know, I used to be so hopeless. Someone asked me just make a small little change. Just a little one degree change right where you are. 1 degree change. That can't do anything. That's nothing. It's so small. It can't possibly make a difference. And right here, it doesn't make a difference. Until you follow the trajectory down the path. And Chris James and I and Joel and Marianne and Chris, 1 degree shift, follow that down the road. We're in a whole different place. Don't stop singing. Don't give up hope. Keep searching. Keep looking. Keep being that which you know is possible, because the love is more powerful than any fear. We are finely woven threads of joy, cords of compassion. I'm going to invite the band to come up. Interlaced. When all our lights and our voices and our songs come together, we are a tapestry that no shadow stands a chance against. Be the tapestry. No rip, no tear can unravel us. And when one thread ravels or frays, the others hold fast. When fear raises its voice, love sings louder. The tapestry sings louder. When shadows fall, our joy becomes the dawn. Let me be clear. Darkness has absolutely no substance unless we give it power. No substance at all. It is not a thing. What is it? It is the absence of light. Rather than cursing the shadows, which a lot of people are doing, pointing fingers and cursing the darkness, the behaviors and the shadows, I'm saying just turn the light on. Turn the light switch on. As a kid, this will get the serious part. I had a lot of anxiety. I was nervous, I had ulcers, and I had night terrors every single night. My parents had me in a psychologist's office to find out what was going on the inside of their son. And there were nights that I'd wake up and it was pitch black. My father didn't believe in night lights. It cost too much money to have that light on. So it was pitch black, and I would wake up as a young child into middle school, and I could not see my hand in front of my face. And I had night terrors, night sweats. I was terrified. And I turned to get out of the bed. But in my disorientation, I kept hitting a wall. There's a wall here. I know this is how I get out of bed. There's a wall. There's a wall. There's a wall. And I began to panic. and I would be screaming out as a young child. Thank God I listened and stopped when I realized the wall wasn't going to move, that might be the other side. I was awake enough to go get out the other side. This is what, by the way, the world is being called to do right now. We're hitting a wall in our darkness, and we're fighting the wall, and we're pushing the wall, and we're saying the wall needs to move. Turn the other cheek. Look a different way. Try something different. Sing a new song and get out the other side of the bed. Now, still terrified, nobody answering my cries out, I crawled on the floor. There's got to be a door. I've got to get to the door. I have to get to the light switch. And I literally would crawl up the wall. This is where the light switch is supposed to be. I can't find it. I can't find it. I know it's here. And the terror was all-consuming. In those moments, I had a choice to just, being totally honest, wet myself on the floor and give up, or to keep searching. And I'm telling you, the darkness disappeared the minute I found the light switch. On. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling that kind of terror today with the behavior that I have seen is acceptable on the planet, with the ways that we are talking to each other, for the ways that we are hitting a wall and hitting it harder and hitting it harder. I'm saying get on the floor, get close to the earth, but don't give up. Keep searching. Keep looking for the switch within you that knows that something greater is possible. Do we believe that? That's the pep rally I want to throw. That's the reality I want to sing into existence. Jesus never said, fear not, because there's nothing scary out there. He didn't say that. What did he say? Fear not, for I am with you. The light is whispering, fear not. Don't panic. I'm with you. The power, the courage, the strength, whatever it is we need to overcome the next mountain and the next hurdle, it is in the field. Our job is to search for it in the darkness and not give up hope that it is there, and then flip that switch. And when we flip that switch, people will come out of their houses and they will sing, thank God you didn't give up. Thank God that you held fast. And let me tell you, the last couple of weeks, I have tried to bring comfort. I have tried to bring peace on the internet. I've tried to be a voice of reason standing in the middle, and I've gotten attacked on all sides of this equation. Yet I will keep looking for the light. I will not let others in their hate define me. I will not let others in their not understanding me define the world. I will define who I am going to be, and I'm going to stand and sing this little light of mine when my knees are knocking, when I want to run and I want to hide.